Hello, everyone. Welcome to Manage the Wild. I'm your host, Nick Madsen. I just about got fired from my job. So I was going out to haze deer. We got deer coming into a wheat field, and the group has reached right around 150, possibly 200 head of mule deer, and they're coming into a wheat field, and they're causing a bunch of damage. Not only are they eating the plants, but they're also trampling, because we're in that spring part where snow comes, melts, makes everything wet, and then it snows again, then it melts, and so they're causing a lot of damage. So I go out and I start to haze the deer, and there's multiple different methods of hazing that you can employ, depending on what type of situation you're in. This, I'm out in the middle of nowhere along a freeway. And it's 1,600 acre piece of ground, and so it's pretty large, but it's not like it's a 1,600 acre square piece. It's kind of on a plateau where there's fingers that run up onto the plateau, and so it's difficult to be able to see the whole thing. But these deer are coming down trampling, and they're not coming down in just one mass group. They basically spread out across the whole entire field. So I got out of the truck on the side of the freeway, turned on my lights, got out my shotgun, and I walk to the field and I fire off a couple of just regular birdshot rounds and get the deer running. They obviously decide not to run because they're so far away and the shotgun doesn't do a whole lot. Next, I pull out some cracker shells. I'll have to get some and show you. But I pull out some cracker shells, and the cracker shells are basically an M80 inside of a shotgun shell. Pull the trigger. The firecracker shoots out of the barrel. It's propelled out of the barrel. And when it is, it lights on fire, and then you get about 10 seconds or so, and then it explodes. Sometimes these cracker shells are so exciting that they explode right as it comes out of your barrel. You kind of don't know what you're going to get. But they are a little bit louder than a shotgun. So you launch it out there 50, 60 yards, falls into the field, and then boom, makes a big sound. Again, the deer are still too far. So I pull out the rifle. The one I'm issued is a 6mm. And I find a rock near where the deer are feeding. And I pound that rock. Boom, the deer go. They take off running. 80 head just out the field. They are gone. I look down the field a little further down the freeway, and there's a few more heads. So I drive down there, shoot at those ones. They're closer, and I use just bird shot. They're close enough that they take off running. Look down there even further, drive down, and there are some deer, but they're as far away as the first set was. So I decided to forego the shotgun, the cracker shells, birdshot, and just use the rifle. I shot a rock near where the deer are. But the only thing I can guess is that the shot from either the rock that I hit or the echo from the report bounced off the hills behind them, because the group split in two. Half of them went straight up the field where I just came from. The other half turned and they came right at me, and they were going to cross in front of me, and they are running full tilt as fast as they possibly could to the freeway. And so I hurry, put the guns in the truck, run around the other side, and I take off. I got all my lights and flashers going as I'm racing down, and this group is just running, and I was going pretty quick. I got in front of them and I had the horn blared, so they stopped, came to a dead stop. I pile out of the truck, grab the shotgun shells, two bird shot, and two cracker shells, throw the two bird shot in, get the deer running, throw the cracker shells, and the deer start even running even faster. But then again, they turned, I don't know why, but the field comes down to almost like a, it ends up coming down to a point where the edge of the field is and the freeway is, and they start, instead of going over the fence, they're now following the fence line. So they're going to go in front of me across the freeway again, about 100 yards in front of me. So I did the only thing I could, because I wasn't going to get there quick enough to cut them off this time. So I just took the rifle and I put it about 20 yards in front of them, and I pulled the trigger, blew up the dirt, and boom, finally they went the other direction. And they hopped the fence and they went up the hillside. But that's probably the most nervous that I have been. You imagine the reports if 20 deer go across a freeway and just get run over, because that's a major transportation for semis, and that's all I could see coming in both directions. Can you imagine the report that would have been on the newspaper or whatever? Division employee runs 20 deer across, mass slaughter. And I've only been on the job a month, and that's what the headlines would have been. I'm glad that it didn't go that way. They ended up turning, and they have repeatedly come back to the fields. Does hazing really work? Yes and no. There are some situations where hazing really works. There are other situations like the one I'm in where it's not working for the deer, but it's working for the landowner. The landowner has the opportunity to exercise what he calls a 72-hour notice where he can kill deer because they are causing damage. I worked with this landowner and said, give me a couple of weeks to haze these deer, put a lot of pressure on them, see if they're going to go back. It's been a couple of weeks. We are consistently hazing this field every day. And what's really interesting is that all the other fields for miles around it don't have deer on them. And I don't know what it is about his wheat, but they absolutely love it. I don't know if he's putting sugar on it. It is drawing deer from everywhere onto his field. But the landowner has not exercised his right to kill some of those deer. So I don't know if that's why I say hazing works and it doesn't work. It's working for the landowner because the landowner's happy that we're putting in effort. But the deer are just coming back. Normally, after I haze a field, I will come back. I'll wait for about 40 minutes, and then I come back, and I'll haze again if there was any. Today, when I did it, no deer came back, but in the past, they have come back within 30 to 40 minutes. And so hazing may or may not work, but there's not a whole lot of options that I have at my disposal. So that's the one I'm going with. All right, you guys have a great day. Stay well.